It's only the second time in his career that Ripken has been removed from the everyday lineup because of injury. The Baltimore Orioles say it's the same problem that has nagged at Ripken for some time, lower back pain and nerve irritation in that area of the body. Ripken, in his 19th Major League season, is one who has not forgotten his baseball roots. He talked about it during the Orioles' recent trip to Baltimore's top minor league affiliate, the AAA Rochester, New York Red Wings, who play in the International League. Ripken played for the Wings in 1981 and knows many major leaguers would rather have the day off instead of playing an exhibition game. But Ripken can't forget when he was a minor leaguer looking up to the majors.
A special feeling when I was in AAA and I actually had the big league team come to town. Very exciting for the AAA team, and me being a part of that, I always try to remember that. Sometimes it's not as easy for the big league team, especially with the demanding schedule that we keep during the summer. And sometimes the timing of this game is pretty good, sometimes the timing of the game is not so good. But anytime I start to think about that, I always think back to the dreamlike state I was in when I was in AAA.
Cal Ripken became Major League Baseball's all-time Iron Man in 1995 when he surpassed Lou Gehrig's record of 2,130 consecutive games played. 2 years ago, Ripken voluntarily stopped the streak after an incredible 2,632 straight ball games. This year, Ripken has had to deal with his dad's passing. Cal Ripken Sr. died, who spent 28 years coaching and managing in Baltimore and throughout the Orioles system. And on April the 20th, Ripken went on the disabled list for the first time in his career. Because he came off the DL, hitting well and ranging and fielding like old times, writers began wondering if he should have sat down from time to time during the streak.
If there's a direct correlation between that, then I guess I've been a fool all these years, but I don't believe in that. I believe that everyone should come to the ballpark with a certain approach. I look back on my career and thought that I was very very resilient physically and very lucky with a lot of injuries that I sidestepped, and also, you know, I had the right approach and the right mindset to go out and play every single day.
A 17-year All-Star, Cal Ripken was hitting .335 through July when his back flared up again. He's just one home run shy of 400 career round trippers and only 32 hits short of 3,000. It says those records are not on his mind.
Because the big picture is they're just numbers, and what they represent, at least to fans, and I consider myself one fan, is 3,000 hits means that you've had a good career and you've had a long career. And when I look at my own career, if I turn it on myself, I've had a very fulfilling and long career already. And so to me, it's just a matter of continuing to going out there and being able to compete, having the desire to compete. If I make it, that'll be great. If I don't make it, that'll be pretty good too.
The Baltimore Orioles still believe in Cal. They've already signed Ripken, who turns 39 this month, for another baseball season for the year 2000. The obvious first ballot Hall of Famer and Maryland native gives back constantly to the community through countless charity appearances and personal memorabilia donations. But one thing the modest Ripken doesn't figure to participate in would be in some kind of farewell tour of American League cities when he does decide to call it quits.
I haven't thought about that, but I would doubt it. I wouldn't look forward to that.
Baseball Iron Man and star ball player, Cal Ripken Jr. I'm Bill Flynn.